You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments Into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences we all encounter in our everyday lives and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. This week I had an opportunity to go to an investor conference, and one of the speakers who was at this conference, he said a sentence that really stuck with me, and I spent some time over the rest of the week writing out some notes and building some thoughts around that. But what that sentence was is that the only future you can achieve is the one that you can imagine. And that just hit me so squarely right between the eyes that I started to think about what that really means and what the implications of that in my life are. And I started thinking that it really is true that I can't achieve anything that I can't envision, that I can't picture in my mind. Otherwise, there's no way that I would ever even know how to get there. I wouldn't know that I'd achieved it when I got there. I wouldn't know what I was working towards. I wouldn't know what it looked like when I was there. And then I started thinking a little bit more about what does that really mean? That if I can only achieve the future that I can imagine, that doesn't just mean that I have to imagine it in order to achieve it. It means that that is literally the only future that I will achieve, is the future that I am imagining, that I am envisioning. And what that means is that I need to make sure that I'm expecting the things that I want out of life. I need to make sure that I am envisioning the good outcomes, the positive results, the great progress that I want to achieve in my life. Because if I'm not imagining that, then that's not what I'm going to get. If I'm imagining all the things that will go wrong, all the failure that I'll have, all of the ways that I can drop the ball and all the things that can go wrong and cause me to fail, then I certainly I'm going to achieve those things. There's a verse in the Bible that I remember hearing growing up, that which I have feared the most has come upon me. And that just is part of the whole thing. And it's not because of inherently of fear. It's because if that's what's on your mind all the time, whether it's negative or positive, whatever is on your mind, whatever you're envisioning, whatever your mind is creating for you, is what you're going to move towards with all of your actions, whether conscious or subconscious, that you are only going to ever achieve the life that you imagine. And if you imagine a life with incredible outcomes and great situations and positive results, then you're going to achieve a life filled with those things. And that doesn't mean that there aren't obstacles that are going to come along the way. That doesn't mean that there aren't things that are going to try to stop you. And sometimes those are the things that those obstacles are just trying to be distractions from what you're doing. And instead of focusing on the results that exist on the other side of the obstacle, if we turn our attention to the obstacle, then that's as far as we're going to make it. And that's such an easy shift to make that can really negatively impact everything in our lives, is if we shift our attention, if instead of focusing on the other side, instead of keeping my focus on where I'm trying to get and what I'm trying to do, if all of a sudden I start focusing only on the obstacle and I start focusing only on the problem, then that's where I'm going to stay. If that causes me to lose sight of where I'm trying to get to, if that causes me to lose sight of my objectives, then that's going to stop me from really achieving them. And it's so easy both to get focused on the obstacle and also to stay focused on the results on the other side. Don't let those things that come up, that are invariably going to come up, that'll grab you by the ankles and try to trip you as you're heading up the path that you're trying to go down, that you're going to encounter obstacles at some point in time, but don't let that become your focus. Don't turn your head and only look at whatever's standing in your way. Keep your mind focused on what's on the other side of that obstacle. And that's the same thing that's true in so many different areas in life. And it doesn't have to even be something big and profound like a life goal. It's really what are the things that are on the other side? What are the positive outcomes that we can achieve? If I'm trying to think through a problem, if all that I'm doing is focusing on the problem, then I'm only going to look at one angle, one way of approaching something. But if I know that the outcome that I want to have is to be on the other side of that, to not have to encounter whatever that roadblock, that obstacle is in my work or in my life or in my career, if I stay focused on the other side, then I'll find ways to create that value to take me to that next place. I'll find new ideas to get to the other side. And instead of just focusing on what is the problem, I start focusing on what is the positive outcome that will result on the other side, that exists on the other side of this obstacle. And that's where I'll spend all of my time and energy and focus. And that's where I can achieve the greatest results. If instead of looking at just what's in the way, if I keep looking at what are the solutions, what's on the other side, what's a great outcome that comes from this, and then try to come up with creative ideas, new ways. Because if I really believe that I'm going to get to the other side and I have the opportunity to create something new and incredible and interesting, then that's where I'm going to focus. And if I have that positive belief in myself, and if I have that faith in my heart and in my mind that I'm going to get to that other side, that I am going to achieve whatever I'm envisioning related to my life or the situation, if that's what my focus is, then that's where I'm going to get to. That's one of the things that Napoleon Hill writes about his book, Think and Grow Rich. Is he talks about what is faith, and faith is something that you believe something so strongly that you start to take subconscious actions that drive conscious actions that lead to the results that you're trying to achieve. And that is what can happen in our lives as we imagine the future that we want to live. Or a caution, if you are imagining a future that you don't want to live, that's something that we've got to work to make sure that we're changing too, because otherwise that is the future we're going to achieve. We're going to achieve whatever the future is that we can see in our minds, that we start building things through our subconscious actions that then become conscious actions that we start to see results from. And then we get that confirmation bias. If things start going badly and start going down that negative road, then we'll say, see, I knew this was going to happen, because we've already created that future in our minds. And so then when we see it, instead of it seeming like an outlier, instead of it looking like just an obstacle that can easily be overcome along the way, we start to convince ourselves that that obstacle is the reality, that that is what we knew was going to happen. That's the outcome that we believe we deserve and should accomplish. And that will always leave us short selling ourselves if we do that, when all that we really need to do is keep our focus, build that future in our minds, keep that tight vision. The more specific, the more vivid that vision of what my future life can be, the more likely I am to achieve that. Because I now have more actions that I can take. I have more steps that I can take along the way. And when those obstacles come along, instead of that being confirmation of what I already believe to be true, that's going to be something that I don't believe needs to be part of my life. That's going to be something that I think is definitely temporary. This is just a distraction to try and stop me from getting where I know that I'm going to end up. And I don't have to fall into that. I don't have to listen to that distraction in my mind. And I already have envisioned the future that's on the other side of it. And that is what is real to me. And that is where I can spend all of my time and energy,
is on the solutions, on the other side, on the successful outcome from whatever I'm trying to achieve in my life. So as you're going through each day and going through this next week, I encourage you to just take a little bit of time to stop and think about what is the future that you're envisioning for yourself. Do you see yourself as whatever it is that you're doing right now, and that's the only thing that you'll ever achieve, and even though it's not where you want to get to, that's really the only thing that you can truly envision your life looking like? Or are you really envisioning your life? What do I look like in the future? Am I a great teacher? Am I a motivating speaker? Am I an executive? What are those things? Do I have a bunch of money? Do I have a bunch of time? Do I have the ability to travel? What are all these things that I want out of life? And no, just thinking about it isn't going to do anything directly. But what it will do is it will drive actions. It will cause us to change behaviors in our lives that will lead to those outcomes that we've already envisioned. It will give us encouragement and strength and motivation to keep taking those actions even when there's obstacles or when things are hard. And it's not going to be perfect, but what it does is it gives us a compass to follow. It gives us something that we can see. This is my true north. This is where I know that I'm headed. This is where it's right for me to be. Not because of any pride or anything like that, but just because this is what my future is. This is who I see myself as. I don't see myself as this person who hasn't worked as hard as they think that they should have. I don't see myself as somebody who's maybe a little overweight or somebody who struggles with addictions or any of those things. I don't see myself that way. I see myself as whatever that future is. And that's how you should see yourself too, because that's how you get those outcomes. It's not by sitting and thinking about whatever those negative things are about yourself. It's by thinking about what your future looks like as you envision it, because that is the future you're going to achieve. So whether you're thinking about it in a positive way, thinking about it in a negative way, whatever you are telling yourself that your future looks like, whatever you are telling yourself that you will achieve or accomplish in the future, that's the only future you'll ever be able to achieve. And that's the future that you have the opportunity to choose what that looks like and start building that mindset that will start driving those actions, which will start driving those results in your life today. Thanks for checking me out this week. I appreciate you tuning in. If you liked what you heard and want to hear a little bit more about me, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to me. And envision the future that you really want to live, because you're going to end up living the future that you envision, no matter how you do that. Thanks a lot again, and have a great week.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store. Yeah.